the NCAA itself, don't you think, can also create more of a culture that we've talked about, where the emphasis is on sports as the outdoor classroom for life itself?
Well, I'm going to give you my ultimate cynical, profound cynicism on it. The NCAA is only part of the problem. It's not part of the solution. The real problem is the individual school that hasn't yet figured out what sports have to do with education, because I never have. I've never quite made that work in my own mind as to how these major programs on any campus have anything to do with the learning process that goes on. But somehow it's gotten grafted on there. I always admire the schools that question, why do we have a football team, and maybe give it up, or why don't we keep it in perspective? I mean, NYU moving its basketball program back from Division I to Division III and keeping it under control. I admire those schools for doing that. The Swarthmore that gave up football because they couldn't understand why they were bringing in the, you know, big kids to play football. I think in the long run, schools have to make up their own decision. And if they really are run by the boosters who may never have gone to that school but want to have a good team connected with it, something's really out of whack.